San Antonio City Manager Cheryl Scully has announced she will retire by the end of June. She served in the position for more than 13 years. On Thursday afternoon, I had a chance to talk with her and ask her why she decided to retire at this time.
Well, after 13 years of leading this city organization, I've decided to retire in 2019. I'm not gone yet. It's not as if I'm leaving immediately. I have committed to the mayor and council to stay through the transition to the next city manager, but will leave no later than June of next year. And I think this schedule will create an orderly transition for the good of the city during the upcoming election season this spring and legislative session. We have a lot on our plate and a lot of work to do, and so I can continue managing the city, helping them through that transition, and then retire from city management in San Antonio.
Did the upcoming election in May have any bearing on your decision?
No, not at all. This is really my decision. I've wanted to retire for at least 2 years. My husband would probably say longer than that. But have stayed to see through a number of major projects for the city, such as in 2017, the 2017 bond program, the largest, $850 million for the city in the city's history. The Alamo Plan, I serve representing the City of San Antonio on the management committee that includes the City of San Antonio, the General Land Office, and the Alamo Endowment. Our equity assessment program that the council asked us to develop and what we were working on in terms of addressing some of the economic disadvantages within the community. And the Frost Tower P3, we have that now underway, and the renovations will begin shortly on the old Frost Tower building, and we're already into the renovation of historic City Hall, which will be marvelous when it's done. So a lot of work, but there will always be projects, and this is my decision. I need to do what is right for me, for my family, and I'm honored and grateful for the time that I've had serving this city for the past 13 years, and I think I need to do something else.
Proposition B that imposes a salary cap and limits the tenure for future city managers was passed by voters earlier this month. Do you think that will have an impact on finding a good candidate?
I do. City management is tough work. I've spent the last 30 years in the two largest council manager form of government cities in the U.S., Phoenix and San Antonio, and this is very difficult work. We manage a $3 billion budget and operations that include 13,000 employees in a private sector comparative sense. We are a company of companies. We do so many different and diverse things. It takes a tremendous amount of talent to run the major operations. And so being the city manager and responsible for all of those employees that provide the service is a huge responsibility, not to mention the financial management of the city. So to cap the tenure, to limit salary is a very difficult thing. And I say that because in the major cities, managers are earning much more than $300,000. So it will be tough, and it will impact the city.
Are you concerned that some of those who pushed for Prop B are wanting more power for elected officials?
Well, that certainly was what the fire union was intending to do. As a professional manager, they were not able to politically influence me, but they would certainly go around me and try to politically influence council members so that they could get their way. And historically, in San Antonio, they have done that. I think that has changed in recent years. Certainly over the past 5 years, council members were very supportive of the business plan that we put together in our attempt to restructure their collective bargaining agreements to make them affordable to the taxpayers and, most importantly, sustainable over time. And they would rather deal with people that may not be on the council for a long period of time, may not understand the intricacies of a collective bargaining agreement or healthcare pension analysis. And so I think they were looking at a way that they would have greater influence to get what they want.
What recommendations do you have for the person who will be replacing you?
Well, know what you're getting into. But I will say that I'm tremendously proud of everything we've accomplished together. And I say we because we have a fabulous team. And I know that I leave behind an excellent and highly capable executive team. And I have great confidence that that positive progress will continue for our city. When I was recruited here in 2005, I was asked to assess talent and make tremendous amount of changes. We have done that over time and built a highly capable staff. My recommendation to them is to continue to be professional, to work with integrity, to be innovative in problem solving, but also in how we deliver services. We've recreated city services in many ways. The first one we did was just automating garbage collection. We were the last major city in the country not to have an automated garbage collection system. So there are so many innovations that can be done and to stay true to our core values as an organization, teamwork, integrity, innovation, and professionalism, excellence in all that we do. And of course, stay well connected to the community. I've worked hard to maintain relationships with all kinds of people in the community, neighborhood groups, business leaders, nonprofit organizations, and to be very active and visible in the community. And of course, to work closely with the city council so that they have the information and data that they need to make extremely informed decisions. All of the council members that I've worked with have been well-intended in their own ways to make the city better. And so our job as professionals is to stay focused on providing them with the best recommendations possible to move the city forward following their policy direction.
Cheryl Scully, thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon.
You are welcome, and thank you.